As you sit here, bringing the focus of your attention now to the hearing, opening to sounds as they arise from near or far, sounds from in front, to the sides, behind, above or below. Noticing any tendency to label sounds as they come and go, or to judge whether you like them or not. Noticing how easily distractions can come. Noticing how easily sounds can create a story. And if you notice this, coming back to the sounds themselves and allowing them to be just as they are, as if you were hearing them for the very first time, so that each sound heard was new to you, which of course it is, as every new moment is new to you. Cultivating that sense of wonder for this ability to hear so much of what we so often take for granted. Seeing if it's possible to really hear the raw sensations of sound. A pitch or loudness or rhythm and the sounds within sounds. Some sounds are easily hidden by more prominent sounds. See if we can be alive to these two, and noticing as well if there is a quieter place between. Being aware of the space out of which the sound arises. Now letting the sounds fade into the background and bringing your awareness to your thoughts. Maybe thoughts about what you're doing now, or what you're going to be doing, or thoughts about the past, worries or anxieties, sad, happy, or neutral thoughts. See if it's possible to observe them all. They come, stay a while, and then go. There's no need to try to control your thoughts in any way. Letting them come and go on their own, just as you did with the sound. So that when thoughts arise in the mind, seeing them coming and going like the clouds, sometimes large, sometimes small, as clouds pass across the sky, your mind like the sky, your thoughts like the clouds, sometimes dark, sometimes light, but the sky remains. Whatever thoughts there are, seeing if it's possible to see them as events that are arising in the mind, staying around a while and then dispersing. Being aware of any emotions that come up as well. Seeing if it's possible to be open to them all, no matter what emotion it is. From time to time, you may find that your mind gets caught up in your thinking, but you're no longer observing your thoughts and feelings, but have become lost inside them. And when that happens, congratulating yourself for waking up, taking a moment to acknowledge what your mind got caught in, and then beginning again, renewing your attention to observe these mental events as they arise, as they stay a while, and as they dissolve. If at any time your mind gets repeatedly drawn into the story that's created by your thinking, remembering that it's always possible to come back to the breath and the sense of the body as a whole, sitting and breathing as an anchor to stabilize your awareness back in the present moment, to turn again if you choose, focus on the comings and goings of thoughts and feelings. And for the last few moments of this sitting, coming back to focus on your breathing. And remembering that wherever you are, whatever your experience, whenever you find your mind scattered and dispersed by the events of your day, the breath is always available to nourish you and to help bring you back into the present moment, to a sense stillness and peace.